This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here, our number is 855-450-FREE. We got more to say on the Donald Trump wall thing that is now being modified to no longer be paid for by Mexico, but will be paid for by American taxpayers, presumably, unless they're going to get corporate America to sponsor it, which I highly doubt. So we'll share that, the remainder of that story coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. And, of course, you can get interactive over at freetalklive.com, where you can create the content right there on the front page of the website. It's been a little slow recently there. Maybe it's because of the holidays and people just haven't gotten back to it. But anybody who wants to put content on the front page of a talk show's website can do that. It's a Reddit-based system. So whenever you find something online that you think our listeners will appreciate or the host of the show would enjoy, whether it's some outrageous story or fun video or whatever, you can just submit it there over at freetalklive.com. It's totally free to do it. You can also vote up or down on other people's submissions. So, again, free. Go get interactive over at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we're going to go into more of your calls and thoughts. But, Melanie, I wanted to make sure we had a chance for you to get your thoughts out here because I, at the very end of the last segment, said something to the effect of, was responding to a status caller who was advocating for forced wealth redistribution because the poor will suffer, the sick will suffer if it's not for government forcing people to redistribute wealth. And to me, that position comes from the belief that you can't count on people, that you can't trust people to do the right thing, that our fellow man and woman are bad people inherently. I think there's a inherent disbelief in man's fellow humanity to man that drives people to embrace the government. Well, we have to do it for our own good is kind of the excuse. But as we were going to break, we didn't have enough time for you to say it, but you were saying something to the effect of, but you also don't trust people.
Right, and I don't see how you can get to that conclusion by not trusting people, because I trust people exactly zero amount, and so I would never give them power. People can absolutely not be trusted to do the right thing, and most of the time when they do the right thing, it's because, you know, their feels are hurt, or because doing the right thing makes them happy, is almost universally the case. So why would I take this completely defective, horrible, evil creature and give it power?
Well, because the leftist or the statist in this case, because I'm sure there's righties too who also feel this way, but the people who I'm talking about, the statists, they believe that some people are trustworthy, and they believe that they know which ones they are, like Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, or, you know, you pick your status there.
I mean, that's even more absurd, and I understand that a lot of people trust people, and we get there in different ways, that's fine, but and that makes democracy especially stupid, because if most people can't be trusted to the point where you have to run their life for them and tell them that they can't give sandwiches to homeless people and tell them what kind of light bulbs they have to buy, if you have to micromanage their lives to that point, democracy is the absolute worst system of government, because then you pick leaders by asking who wants to be one.
Right. It tends to attract the worst of the worst. It tends to attract those who are in search of power, those who want to wield power over others. But none of those observations have been dissuading the people who continue to believe in the state that just around the corner, this next great man will be elected or great woman will be elected who will fix everything, right? So in 2008, it was Barack Obama. He was going to bring hope and change, and then he just continued the Bush policies. And now it's Donald Trump, who's an outsider, and he's going to completely drain the swamp, and it's, you know, it's,
he
it's
may
ridiculous.
Have drained the swamp, and then he found all of his cabinet members at the bottom of said swamp.
And I mean, I don't have so much lack of faith in people that I believe that the majority of people actually believe those things. I think the majority of people just don't care and don't pay attention.
I think you're right about that.
Of the people who do pay attention, I don't think that most of them. I don't think most people are so stupid that at least after their first election as not a minor, that they still believe anything remotely like that. I think that they vote against somebody. I think that they're doing the only thing they know how to do, and they're trying to figure it out. How much time they put into that is another question, but
okay. They're
kind of trying to do what they think is the best they can, and they don't really believe that their savior is going to come to them in the form of a president. There are people who believe that.
I hope you're right. I hope that most people are the way you're saying.
Extreme minority.
I hope that most people are the way you're saying, but I also, when I say trust people, I don't mean that you trust them with $1 million or something like that. I just mean that in the aggregate, that people will do what it takes to help their neighbors. And I think that there's a lot of evidence for that. When you look at the amount of
society up in such a way that that's beneficial, then that's how most people will behave.
Well, when you look at the evidence today, even with the level of taxation that we have, there are billions and billions of dollars that Americans alone, let alone the rest of the world, give to charity.
Well, but that doesn't mean they're good people. In fact, a lot of people specifically do that to offset their bet, consciously so. I did this bad thing, so therefore I'm going to go give $50.
Well, whatever the reason is, the fact is that there's a lot of money given to charity.
Well, no, and from a practical standpoint, that's the way to do it. And from a moral standpoint, that's the way to do it. But that doesn't mean, just because you give to charity doesn't mean you're a good person. And
I understand what you're saying, but the idea here, the proposal from the statist was, we can't count on charities, so we need to have force. And I'm saying, yes, you can count on charities because generally people are good to one another. The evidence is all around us.
But
we don't have people hurting each other in the streets every single day in mass. No, we don't.
Massachusetts. Okay, yeah. We do. Then.
No, you don't. You can walk down Keene, New Hampshire's main street, and there are not a dozen fights.
Yeah, because we're in Keene, New Hampshire.
There still aren't a dozen fights in Sarasota, Florida, where I'm from. You can walk down the street in most places.
There are a dozen shootings most days in New Orleans where I was working.
Okay, well, maybe New Orleans is different. I mean, big cities obviously are a little bit more violent, but the fact is, The Hurricane Katrina, after the average people left, is when it turned into a war zone. It's when the average folks, the shop owners, the homeowners, when they evacuated.
It's been bad for a while.
Okay. Well, that's what I saw.
Well, right, because because it's not a fun story for the media to be like, hey, there's this really bad place. Look, it's bad. It's a fun story to be like, hey, this hurricane devastated everything, and, therefore, give to Red Cross.
Okay, but my point is that the fact is, most of the time, in most places, there's not just ravaged with violence. Like, people aren't being murdered and raped.
That's a really foreign
Gerald, can you back me up on this? Really? I mean, come on. I think you're completely exaggerating this. I understand Louisiana, some parts of it can be dangerous places. I've been to New Orleans. I didn't get robbed, and I was in, one of the dangerous parts of town. I was in the hood when I went from...
Okay, that doesn't tell me where you were.
I don't know. I was only there one time, but it was not the nice part of the city, okay? I was the one white guy on the bus, and, it could have been intimidating had I felt that way, but, everything was fine. Everybody was fine.
Okay, I used to live in the hood in Birmingham, and, I was never robbed. People generally stay to themselves.
How many times have you been robbed?
A few.
I've been robbed too in the past. That's because I was engaging in some risky behavior that put me in places where I was much more highly likely to be robbed. Just going from point A to point B.
You're both saying I haven't been robbed there. Okay, but the fact that you do a dangerous thing, whether there's a good reason or a bad reason to do it, and it happened to turn out okay, does not make it then a safe activity.
I'm talking about walking somewhere, okay? It's mostly safe to go places in lots of the United States, including bigger cities. I think you're way blowing this out of proportion in order to back up and justify your belief that humans are bad. That's what you think about people, right?
You could just look at the numbers, and I haven't looked at numbers of places I haven't been around, so maybe more places are like Keene and Manchester like New Orleans and St. Tammany. I don't know.
Let me ask you this question. If you think that humans are bad, then how do you think they could live without a government?
Because governments are made up of humans.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. All right, I apologize to the folks who are waiting on hold. I wanted to make sure that Melanie had a chance to get her opinions out about people, and I'm glad that we did that. So we're going to continue here with you and your thoughts, and Melanie doesn't trust you. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. How many of your customers paid their bills on time in accounting?
Some of them.
It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free here. Take control of these airwaves. We're going to jump back into your calls and thoughts So we can continue, I'm sure, to argue about the nature of people. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Jax.io. We talked last night to Anthony DiOrio, who is the founder, the creator of Jax. He's also one of the founders of Ethereum. And he fielded some tough questions last night. They're reworking Jax and work to speed it up, which I'm excited about because I think it's a killer wallet for Bitcoin and for a bunch of other cryptocurrencies. I've never seen anything like it. It's cross-platform, which means you can use it on not just your smartphone, but also your laptop, your desktop computer. Got a tablet device. You can use it there, too. Windows, Linux, Mac, iOS, Android, browser plugins. It makes it really easy to store and change around your cryptocurrency. So if you have Bitcoin, but you want to turn your Bitcoin into, let's say, Ether, you can do that. And they've got the Shapeshift built right in to Jax.io. It makes it easy to shift from one cryptocurrency to another without even having to leave your wallet. So, I mean, it's just loaded up with features, and eventually they're striving to give you command over your digital life, including contracts, coins, currencies, identity, and more. There's a big vision for this program, and it's already great. So go to Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We'll start with Kyle. He's calling from Guam, where it's already tomorrow. Go ahead, Kyle. Kyle in Guam going once. Kyle in Guam going twice. Tell you what, we'll put Kyle back on hold. Maybe he ended up in a bad... Hello? Oh, hey, there he is. There he is. Hey,
sorry
Kyle.
Sorry about that.
No worries.
Hey, sorry about that. I was in line trying to order food.
Okay.
Thanks for taking my call.
A number three, biggie size, hold the mayo.
Where are you, by the way? What kind of restaurant out in Guam?
It's called Asu's Smokehouse.
Asu's Smokehouse. You're a little faded. I don't know if it's yourself. I'm going to try to turn you up here on our side. Go ahead. So, like, barbecue or something? Or what are they smoking up over there?
Beef brisket and pork shoulder.
Ooh, yeah. I'm sorry I asked. Because now I'm wanting some brisket. Can you pay with Bitcoin? Can you pay with Bitcoin out there?
No. There's one place for sure on Guam that takes Bitcoin. So I go there as many times as I can, but it's kind
of...
Did
you say there's one place you faded on that? You said there's only one place that takes Bitcoin?
One place for sure that takes Bitcoin.
Gotcha.
I know there is a handful of places, though.
All right, cool. All right, so I don't want to keep you from your brisket, but go ahead with your call and your thoughts. What were you calling about tonight?
Yeah, well, I was calling because I'm leaving my job in May, my teaching job. And I've wanted to come to New Hampshire, of course. And I was just wondering, you know, like, I want to help out for, like, a couple years. So something for, like, a 2 or 2.5 year stay there to learn liberty activism and just volunteer. And I want to know, like, what should I kind of expect when, you know, if I can make it? Because, I mean, I'm looking at spending about $2,000 just for the plane ticket.
You're going to want a completely new wardrobe because we have cold weather here, and I don't think you've ever experienced cold in Guam.
Well, my dad is from Wisconsin, and I spent about 4 years in college in northern Wisconsin. So
okay.
I think that's
okay.
Good,
then you've actually probably experienced colder temperatures than
not on Guam.
Right.
No, not on Guam for sure.
Guam, you know, pretend you're visiting Wisconsin as far as your dress goes. And, you know, I've never been to Guam, so I don't know what sort of culture change, but, like, you said that you'd spent several years in Wisconsin, so aside from, you know, a slight accent difference, I don't think it's going to be a huge difference from Wisconsin. You know, we've got mountains. They don't have those in Wisconsin.
If you count our tallest mountain, which technically should be a hill. If you go all the way down, because we have the Marianas Trench right next to us, it is technically the tallest mountain on Earth.
Hmm. Yes.
Because it goes, you know, all the way down there. But,
right.
Yeah, well, I mean, going back to the topic, you know, what kind of a job should I look for if I want the greatest flexibility for helping, you know, in activism and volunteering?
Well, generally, jobs get in the way of activism. We were actually just discussing this. There was some jury outreach this morning. Melanie, you went out to Manchester. I was here in Keene. It was -5 degrees out here in Keene, at least, the time I left the house.
It was 1 degrees in Manchester.
Yeah, and so it was cold. And I actually had, like, hand-warming devices in my pockets. And, you know, by the time an hour was done, my toes were getting cold. So, as you might imagine, you know, it's hard to get people out in the middle of the winter to do anything at all. But there's a dedicated crew of people who are willing to do it. Generally, it's the people who are self-employed who obviously have the greatest flexibility as far as when mm-hmm. they can schedule various different activisms. Like tomorrow, Daryl, you and I were going to the State House.
Yes.
But we don't have a traditional job that would get in the way. Melanie,
right.
You likely have to be at work at a certain time tomorrow. You've got a job that gets in the way of that, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, it's kind of, I don't want to say unique, but it's not by any means universal that I would be able to do jury outreach. I work close to where I live, and I don't have to be there till 9, so I can kind of get away with doing that. And even I left a little bit early. So, yeah, I mean, and some things are easier to accomplish than others. I mean, we have no idea what your skill set is, I don't think, so we can't really.
And what do you do right now?
I teach PE, but I have a degree in elementary education. Also, I'm a volleyball coach.
Yeah, so I have no idea, right? Like, if you get a job as a teacher, then you know you get 3 months off every year, right? So
that's true.
That time.
Right, and then something that Brett Vinat, who's a former co-host of Free Talk Live, something that he did for a while was he was a for-hire tutor.
Yep, that's true.
So, you know, that might be something that you could look into.
You could try to get a job at a government school and then try to undermine the state from within.
Yeah.
Or even one of the private schools. There's a fair number of those.
Yeah.
There's charter schools that, yes, I know they're technically government schools, but, you know, there's a little bit more flexibility and leeway on what they're allowed to do.
There are a couple of the liberty activists around here who actually work as teachers at, like, a developmentally challenged place where there's some very difficult students. So, you know, there are jobs in that field likely that are available. How quickly you'll be able to, you know, acquire one of them is another question. And if you're only planning on staying for a couple of years and, you know, you tell them that, I don't know if that's going to affect your ability to get the gig. So would your idea be to stay for 2 years and then return to Guam?
Yeah, correct. It would be stay for like 2.5 years, return to Guam and kind of risk it over here for a while. Just we've had big problems with our legislative body lately.
Kyle, it's something that deserves more discussion, more than we can give it right here. I'd recommend dropping into the Shire Society forums. More coming up.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsofliberty.com. and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Free.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. You can join us also online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on our site, and you can enjoy them for free. Now, you can get MyPillow at half off by using code FTL at MyPillow.com. What is it? Well, it's a pillow that's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Daryl and I, we've got one each, and they've been fantastic. It is the best pillow I've used, and maybe you'll think it's the best pillow that you've used, but don't just take my word for it. You can try it out yourself, and if for some reason you don't like it within the first 60 days, you can send it back to them and get your money back. But I think they believe you're not going to be doing that because they really stand behind their product. It's got a 10-year warranty on it. Plus, you can wash MyPillow. You can put it in the washer and the dryer. It's really an amazing product, and I'm pretty happy with it. So go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL. You'll get one pillow at half price, or you can get two for the price of one. It is up to you. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, let's talk to Gamma in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live, watching us on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Gamma.
Oh, hey, I was just got a kick out of the guy saying redistribution gives more freedom to people. And all I heard him saying was, if you're the person or group getting the money stolen, well, of course you're more free. Because you're getting more opportunity. You're getting more
when you
money
say getting
stolen.
The money stolen, you mean having you're, the money given to you that was
yeah,
stolen.
Yeah, you're the recipient of the stolen money. Yeah, I guess you would be more free.
I mean, and that's not even necessarily always
the case.
Yeah, I mean, that's not even always the case, but generally, yeah.
Right, because there could be all kinds of strings attached to receiving that money.
Like welfare money, which is restricted on how it can be spent.
Well, not only that, but it's also restricted on you can't go independently earn more than X, otherwise we start taking back some of this. And there was an article about the claim that if you get a $15 or a pay raise from $15 an hour to $18 an hour, you lose $20,000 per year because of all the benefits that you no longer qualify for.
I think the article you're talking about is talking about a single parent with two kids. So it kind of depends on your situation a little bit. But yeah,
if you have like four kids, you could get up the equivalent to $80,000 if you took advantage of every single government program there is.
Correct. And not everybody that is on some form of welfare, you know, wants every single benefit that's available. They might not know about every single benefit that's available. They might know about half of them.
I mean, a lot of people, to be fair, are just trying to get their money back. I've seen a lot of that. Or they feel like they're entitled to something, but they don't necessarily feel like they're entitled to everything. So that is a thing. But, yeah, you can make pretty good money just by having kids and not taking care of
right.
them.
Right, and then, you know, there are a lot of people that they do want the hand up, and then they realize that it's not a hand up, it's a hand out that pushes you down simultaneously.
Yeah, and I mean, there are people who do try, and I mean, and there are people who have made a mistake, and now I don't know what I can say to describe that, but you know what I mean? They're not in a good position anymore, and there's not too much they can do about
they're
it, but that's
a victim
not
of circumstance.
Most people. Well, they're still a victim of their one poor decision, but it's going to follow them for the rest of it. I mean, like, if you have a kid, like, you're stuck with it. I mean, I guess you're not technically stuck with it, but for the most part, you're stuck with it. But now you can't have as good a job because you can't work the same hours. You have to feed a kid now. You can't live wherever. You can't say, I'm just going to live in, like, a rundown studio apartment because you have a kid.
Right.
And so that's going to mess you up forever.
So then if somebody goes out with a gun and steals somebody's money for you, you're better off. So he's right.
Was that all you wanted to share, Gamma?
Yeah, that's about it. Just one quick thought.
Thanks for the call.
It's so ridiculous to me. Okay,
yeah, it is. But that's the thing. It's so prevalent, this belief that the government can make things fair or the government can help people, and that so therefore any amount of threats and violence is therefore justified because, well, we're helping people with this money.
It doesn't even work that way. I mean, people are not so stupid that they can't calculate their own tax rate. They might not be able to figure out, you know, how to do it, but because that gets super complex in a lot of cases, but they know how much money they're being stolen from, and they make decisions accordingly. I mean, people I worked with at the last job I had in New Orleans, a lot of these people were super statist, but you know what? When they were deciding whether they wanted to work overtime, they knew what they were making, and they sat down, and they got a calculator, and they figured out how much they would make after taxes. So if you're taking half, which if these people were single and didn't have kids, they were paying half, that's a completely different decision. And, you know, that's a short-term decision, sure, but I'm not really making that much less money after theft than I was down there when I was making $70,000 a year.
I hear that a lot from people I work with, too. They'll say, yeah, what's the point of work? And, you know, the government just takes it all. But they're the same people who are, you know, voting for politicians who want to increase the size of government and raving about it.
Well, and I mean, I guess
so
you could
weird,
say that happens on a spectrum, but I wasn't really saying, and these people I was working with were definitely not saying, what's the point in working? They were saying, what's the point in working 65 hours as opposed to 60 hours? And that is a little bit different, but I guess you could say it's the same kind of, on the same spectrum.
Gamma, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
It is on the same spectrum, but, you know, it's a matter of degree. I'm only going to work 60 hours instead of 70 versus somebody that's like, I'm not going to work at all because, you know, then I don't qualify for all of these. So it's on the spectrum, but, you know, like, they're opposite ends of the spectrum.
But, and I mean, I do think that one is moral and one isn't, where you're saying, I'm not going to work at all because why would I, versus I'm not going to work as much because, you know, if I can work as office support and have the same income as if I'm upper management, why would I do that? Like, just for bragging rights? Like, no, I'm going to go home and go to sleep, like, for the same money.
Right. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Let's talk to Jay. He's in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, man. I wanted to call in and talk about Trump Wall. I thought your characterization of that was totally unfair.
What's that?
Well, I mean, it seems to me that, you know, go to Trump's tweets themselves, man, at least.
Go to Trump's what?
His tweets.
What about
Twitter.com?
Yeah, why would I want to? What am I going to see there? So now you don't get to make any points. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What's the other side of the story? Is he going to make excuses as to why he can't follow through with his campaign promise to force remittances to pay a special tax, remittances to Mexico? Because I'd like to hear what the excuse is for that. I mean, I don't support his plan in any way, shape, or form, but I am curious to know what happened. Did some of the bankers get him in a smoky room and tell him, hey, look, dude, we're making a lot of money on these remittances here, and if you add this tax to them, then the Mexican immigrants are going to find out ways to send their money that don't involve us. They're going to stop using our services. They're going to start using Bitcoin. And that's going to mean that our money that we make on these remittances, which is quite a bit, you know, I don't know how much it is, but I'll bet you it's billions of dollars a year, that, you know, all this money that we're making from all these people sending money to their families, that's going to dry up. So you need to not do that. Okay?
So I'm on Donald Trump's Twitter, yeah. And he has something. Dishonest media says Mexico won't be paying for wall if they pay later, so the wall will be built more quickly. Media is fake.
Can you translate that for me, Daryl? It's a little too stilted.
Honestly, I'll reread it without my Trump accent,
yeah.
But it still isn't going to make sense.
Yeah, read it.
I mean, to be fair, it is Twitter. You have to sacrifice grammar for...
Right.
Dishonest media says Mexico won't be paying for the wall if they pay a little later so the wall can be built more quickly. Media is fake.
Oh, he's saying that okay... You taxpayers have to pay it up front, but then later we're going to get it from Mexico, is what he said.
Seems to be the claim.
That's a big claim. All right, so we'll keep an eye on things, and we can come back and talk more about that. But your call's coming up here, 855-450-FREE. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheSeine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. BookstoreOnTheSeine.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. Lots of caller participation for a Monday night. I'm enjoying that. You can join us here with you in the studio. It's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
We do have Skype, by the way. The Skype username is lrn.fm. So far, no calls on Skype. Everybody's been on the phones here tonight, but we do have Skype, and you'll sound better if you call us on Skype. So Skype username lrn.fm, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We can talk more about the border wall coming up here in moments. And also, if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, please become an amplifier today. There are a few hundred, but it's only enough to, you know, cover some of our costs. We'd love to do more outreach for Free Talk Live. We've got, you know, Daryl, some of the Ant money goes to you because you are doing affiliate relations for the show. We've got Skip Jokel, who is a talk radio professional who helps us, sends us some leads on some good hot radio stations that we can possibly close to get on board with the show. And so we've got some advertising that we do in Talkers Magazine. Every now and then a new station needs a satellite box, a satellite receiver, so we send that out to them. So there's, you know, those are some of the ways that we're spending the money that's coming in right now to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. You can go and get a full list and details over at amp.freetalklive.com. But it's a way for you to get behind the show with $5 per month. And that's not a whole lot of money, you know, cost of a nice hamburger, basically.
The cost of like a drink at Starbucks.
Right. I mean, a pack of cigarettes costs more than this, you know, so.
Depending on where you live.
In a lot of places, it costs more than that. In New York, it's two packs of cigarettes, or one pack of cigarettes costs, you know, that's a gold subscription to, right, to the AMP program. So you can do $5, $10, $25, whatever amount that you want, but $5 is what we ask for. And you get perks like access to the AMP only call in lines, the AMP only podcast, the AMP only Facebook group, which is always busy with fresh posts and interesting interactions between other listeners and hosts of the show. So you get some perks and you help us out. And so it's a win-win for everybody. Really appreciate everybody who amps the show. And if you've been thinking about it, Now's a good time to do it here in 2017. We've had the AMP program dip down a little bit in the last week to below $3,000 a month, and let's see if we can get it back up past that. Please help us out over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com as we go. By the way, you can use Bitcoin if you'd like, as well as credit card and PayPal. So once again, amp.freetalklive.com. To your phone calls and thoughts, let's go to Carrion in Warrington, Virginia, listening online. Go ahead, Carrion.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm a huge fan of the show. I've been listening to you guys for probably about 6-7 months now, and I just want to say I'm a huge fan. I love all the work that you guys do, spreading the message and values of liberty. It's really awesome, and I'd love to get involved with activism like that myself someday here soon. So
okay, cool.
Really cool.
So what do you want to talk about tonight?
All right, so the subject I was going to bring up is being a libertarian and being of college age. Most of my friends are liberals, and often when I'm discussing things with them, a huge point they attack me on is, well, what is libertarianism or libertarians going to do about climate change? Because they're convinced that only the central authority of government can possibly come up with situation solutions in which we can start rolling back the damage that climate change has done to our planet. So I just wanted to talk to you guys and see what your opinions were, other than just the same old line of, you know, the market will figure it out. But how do you guys think exactly we could be combating climate change in a voluntary fashion?
But what is the damage, by the way, that is purported to have been done by climate change?
Well, I mean, higher temperatures worldwide.
How's that
going
damage,
back month after month after month?
Yeah, how is higher temperatures damage?
Well, you know, it seems that you know, scientific data has shown that man's use of fossil fuels and other natural resources has impacted the world's climate.
Okay, so let me ask this question. I don't think devil's advocate is the right term here, but climate skeptic, shall we say. When did the cavemen begin using fossil fuels to end the ice age?
Well, I mean, of course the Earth goes through natural periods of heating and cooling, but there's data to suggest that man's use of such things over the last 100-150 years has, to 200 years, has accelerated those changes.
I would say something that has played a larger role than, you know, burning stuff would be the manipulation of river paths that man has been doing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So building large dams and then siphoning water away from the lake so that they can then irrigate a desert so that people can live in Palm Springs, California, instead of, you know, living closer to the water source itself. So when you divert water away from where it's naturally going, then obviously the places downstream of where the water was going are going to wind up being impacted. So that, as I see it, has a lot more to do with, you know, localized changes to climate than, oh, there's a bunch of people driving cars for the last 100
years.
Okay,
so what we're going to do about it is we're going to not give the oil companies an army and a police force for free to maintain their monopoly and go get tax subsidies for them.
That's a good answer.
So
that's a great start, yeah.
And in a free market, because if they're demanding these things, if they're saying that there's a demand for these things, if that's true, then the free market will provide it. The free market will provide you anything you pay for. But, I mean, to what I think is the larger point here, and a lot of people do this, and especially a lot of leftists do this, they're kind of demanding that you provide them, like, the detailed, in-depth outline
of
a utopia, and they're not providing a utopia, and they're not providing an explanation of how the government that they have, that they want, that they already have, is going to provide a utopia. And they've had the entire history of mankind to provide even an example of this, and they failed. So They're expecting all of us to be an expert in every single field to explain, how's a car engine going to work? How's charity going to work? How's, you know, every single thing, that you can't be an expert in everything. To some extent, I think that it's kind of a waste of time to engage in that with the same person after a certain point. Everybody is going to have their, you know, how's this going to work? How's the roads going to work? You know, and I do think it's useful to give them like a general idea of how the free market is superior to government violence. But if they want like a detailed, centrally planned anarchy, which is kind of a contradiction, then they're just wasting your time.
I agree with what Melanie's saying here, is that once you've assessed that somebody is not moving or even interested in moving, they're just debating for the sake of debating, then it's good to move on, I think, and find a different prospect, because there's a bunch of fish in the sea, you know, in sales. If you've got a bad prospect, stop spending your time on that prospect and spend time on one that's better qualified. Now, you may be right that on this college campus there aren't that many good, well-qualified prospects, but I don't think that's true. I think there's a lot of people on college campuses who are of a belief system because that's the way that they've been told to believe because they've been indoctrinated by the government, but they're still relatively young, so I think you do have a chance of shaking some of them out of it. But I agree with Melanie. If it feels like you're retreading the same ground over and over again with somebody, then stop. But I'd like to answer your question, too, since we've been going around the panel here. I remember in the book Healing Our World by Dr. Mary Ruar, she talks about how it's actually the government who is the largest polluter, like bigger than the top four corporate polluters combined, and I believe the big bulk of it is the U.S. military, if I'm recalling that section.
Definitely,
yeah. Yeah, bombs probably not that too good for the environment. I'm not a geologist or whatever you would even have to be, but I feel pretty safe in that assumption.
But also just ridiculous pollution and just all.
Well, yeah, there was that thing in Colorado where the EPA accidentally dumped tons of gallons of toxic.
That's right.
Material from those mines that they were cleaning out.
Right,
you know,
and they
so
tried
even
to
the government,
blame private companies.
Right.
Yeah, so even the government agency that is specifically dedicated to taking care of the environment is doing the complete opposite of that, and that's usually the example I bring up first.
Right,
is
and
that,
the way pollution would be handled, and pollution is totally different from climate change, the way pollution would be handled in a free market is...
Property rights.
Property rights. If you pollute my drinking water, then you have damaged me.
That's
a tort. And then you need to make me whole.
It's a good conversation, Karen. Why don't you, you know, call us back when you've had a conversation with somebody, try some new tactics, and let us know how it goes.
And then also let us know if there's a Students for Liberty organization on your college campus.
Or if you can hang out somewhere other than campus.
I think that there's some open minds on a college campus, and you can help open them. Thanks, Gary, and let us know how it goes. Free Talk Live, more coming up. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.